By the time she was three, Matilda had taught herself to read by studying newspapers and magazines that lay around the house. At the age of four, she could read fast and well, and she naturally began hankering after books. The only book in the whole of this enlightened household was something called Easy Cooking, belonging to her mother. And when she had read this from cover to cover and had learnt all the recipes by heart, she decided she wanted something more interesting.
"Daddy," she said, "do you think you could buy me a book?"
"A book?" he said. "What do you want a flaming book for?"
"To read, Daddy."
"What's wrong with the telly? For heaven's sake, we've got a lovely telly with a 12-inch screen, and now you've come asking for a book. You're getting spoiled, my girl."
Nearly every weekday afternoon, Matilda was left alone in the house. Her brother, 5 years older than her, went to school. Her father went to work, and her mother went out playing bingo in a town 8 miles away. Mrs. Wormwood was hooked on bingo and played it 5 afternoons a week. On the afternoon of the day when her father had refused to buy her a book, Matilda set out all by herself to walk to the public library in the village. When she arrived, she introduced herself to the librarian, Mrs. Phelps. She asked if she might sit a while and read a book. Mrs. Phelps, slightly taken aback at the arrival of such a tiny girl unaccompanied by an adult, nevertheless told her she was very welcome.
"Where are the children's books, please?"
Matilda asked.
"They're over there, on those lower shelves," Mrs. Phelps told her. "Would you like me to help you find a nice one with lots of pictures in it?"
"No, thank you,"
Matilda said.
"I'm sure I can manage."
From then on, every afternoon, as soon as her mother had left for bingo, Matilda would toddle down to the library. The walk only took 10 minutes, and this allowed her 2 glorious hours sitting quietly by herself in a cozy corner, devouring one book after another. When she had read every single children's book in the place, she started wandering round in search of something else. Mrs. Phelps, who had been watching her with fascination for the past few weeks, now got up from her desk and went over to her.
"Can I help you, Matilda?"
she asked.
"I'm wondering what to read next,"
Matilda said.
"I finished all the children's books." "You mean you've looked at all the pictures?" "Yes, but I've read the books as well."
Mrs. Phelps looked down at Matilda from her great height, and Matilda looked right back up at her.
"I thought some were very poor," Matilda said. "But others were lovely. I liked the secret garden best of all. It was full of mystery. The mystery of the room behind the closed door, and the mystery of the garden behind the big wall."
Mrs. Phelps was stunned.
"Exactly how old are you, Matilda?"
she asked.
4 years and 3 months,
Matilda said. Mrs. Phelps was more stunned than ever, but she had the sense not to show it.
"What sort of book would you like to read next?" she asked.
Matilda said,
"I would like a really good one that grown-ups read. A famous one. I don't know any names."
Mrs. Phelps looked along the shelves, taking her time. She didn't quite know what to bring out. How, she asked herself, does one choose a famous grown-up book for a 4-year-old girl? Her first thought was to pick a young teenager's romance of the kind that is written for 15-year-olds. But for some reason, she found herself instinctively walking past that particular shelf.
"Try this,"
she said at last.
"It's very famous and very good. If it's too long for you, just let me know and I'll find something shorter and a bit easier." "Great Expectations,"
Matilda read.
"By Charles Dickens. I'd love to try it."
What am I thinking? Mrs. Phelps asked herself. But to Matilda, she said,
Well, of course you might try it.